When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff, and I'm so happy that you're here today. We're talking about something beautiful and special today, and that is the character trait of kindness. This is one of the most beautiful traits any woman can have, is to show up as a kind, loving person. This is something that will radiate from you before you even speak. This is something that does not matter whether you are an introvert or an extrovert. Kindness is a universal language. And when kindness is shown in your marriage, you bless your entire family, you change the temperature of your home, and you give God space to pour blessings into you. So today we're continuing our series, His Crown, where we talk about how you can be your husband's crown. Because in the Word of God, it says, a wife of noble character is her husband's crown. And having kindness in your marriage towards your husband is a beautiful way to show up as his crown. So we'll talk today about some ways that you can show kindness in your marriage, some ways that you can step aside from yourself and give in an unconditional way that will bless you in ways you could never, ever imagine. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to drink, get something to write with, and let's talk about this. So the other day, I was taking a walk with my son, pushing the stroller, and as I was walking, I found someone's wallet, and I just picked it up, and I saw it was a young man. I saw that he had all of his bank cards in there. He had money, lots of valuable items in his wallet, and I thought, oh dear, what should I do? Should I just leave it on the floor? Should I take it to a police station? Like, what do you do when you find someone's wallet? Should I drop it in the mailbox? I know that's not a good idea because who's going to pay for the postage? So I thought, okay, let me deal with this later. I took care of what I had to take care of with my son. And then afterwards, I thought, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? So I looked through his wallet and I saw that he had a certain bank that was nearby. So I thought, okay, the bank would be able to pull up his account and call him and let him know that his wallet has been found, because he's probably extremely stressed out right now looking for his wallet. So that's what I did. I thought about mailing it to the address on his ID, but instead I took it a step further and went to the bank to see if we could get this resolved immediately. I want to tell you that I did not want to do this. I was so busy that day. I had someone that was going to help me with my son for a couple hours, which is a huge luxury, and I did not want to waste that time taking care of this. I just felt like, why did I have to find this, right? But the bank was able to call the man. I was able to hear his voice because I was there still. He was so grateful. He thought it was the kindest thing for me to take the time to go and do this so that he could get his wallet. He was extremely stressed, and this really blessed him, and he praised the Lord. He was so overjoyed, and I felt really blessed to be able to help him in that way. But again, I did not want to do it. And in the moment, I was like, why did God allow me to find this wallet? Well, he allowed me to find it for a reason, because he knew that I was going to go the extra mile and give this man his wallet back, and he would get the glory for it. So a lot of you in your marriages are with your husband and you're with him day to day and you don't feel like doing things. And sometimes you think, why me? Why did I have to marry this person? I don't feel like doing these nice, kind things for him. I don't feel like showing him kindness when he's not showing me kindness. I don't feel like putting in the effort when I'm not happy. But in the same breath, the Lord gave your husband to you for a reason. You specifically for a reason, because of what you are going to bring into his life. That is a blessing to him to have you. It's so interesting that we can be so kind to other people, to strangers, to our coworkers, to people on the internet that we don't know. But when it comes to our own husbands in the home, we don't exercise kindness. We don't go the extra mile. We don't think of him and spontaneously do things that are going to make him smile. And why is that? Because of how we normally feel. Unappreciated, tired, irritated, just in the same routine. We don't stop and think about what we're really doing. And selfishness. But one thing we have to remember is that marriage is not just a cohabitation. He's not just your roommate. Marriage is a covenant. It's a binding legal spiritual contract with God. Your marriage holds so much more value than just you living your life with this man. It's spiritual and it's personal and it's deep. It's a covenant that's modeled after God's covenant with us. And we have to remember that the Lord came and sent his son, Jesus, who is God, to serve. He came to serve us. And in that same breath, we are here to serve our husband. So what does it mean to be kind? To be kind is not the same thing as being nice. The actual definition of being kind is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Friendly, generous, and considerate. It's you taking the time to think of someone else outside of yourself at any given moment. In marriage, a lot of times we end up being selfish. We end up feeling like it's a transactional relationship where if you're not getting, then you're not giving. And instead of us taking the time to think about what our husband needs or what he would appreciate or what you would appreciate, we don't. And some of us are actually mean, resentful, bitter wives. We're in our marriages, but we're actually trying to find little ways to hurt our husbands because we're upset or we're boggled down with responsibilities or we've been hurt by him in some way. So we're actually finding sneaky little ways to get back at him. And this is one thing that you do have to pray about, because it does require a heart posture that is molded after God. There's no way you can naturally just be kind all the time on your own accord. It's not human nature. But that's why these things are the fruit of the Spirit. They are things that the Holy Spirit, who is God, who lives inside of you, is bringing out of you. You're not doing it on your own accord by yourself. You're doing it with the help of God. So here are a couple ways that you can show kindness in your marriage. And again, it's going to depend on your personal marriage, who you're married to, the circumstances of your marriage, but you can find ways to show kindness on purpose. On purpose. One of the most simple ways that you can show kindness to your husband is by being attentive to him, is by choosing to be listening to him when he speaks, stopping what you're doing when he enters a room, and showing that you are available. You're available emotionally, you're available physically, but just being open to his presence. There are times where your husband may walk into a room and you're cooking or you're cleaning or you're working and you don't even look up at him. You don't acknowledge his presence. But every time that you see him, you acknowledge him. You smile at him, you ask him a question, you're there for him. If he wants to come and talk to you about something, you stop what you're doing and you give him your undivided attention. If you notice that your husband is a little bit stressed or he's acting a little irritable or moody, you address it. You show kindness by noticing things. If you are noticing that he's not being himself, you ask if everything's okay. You ask him if there's something that you can do to help. You notice that he's different and you find a way to try to help. Offering a listening ear is not always convenient and it's definitely not preferred sometimes, especially if you really are in the middle of something. But this is you going outside of yourself to be his wife. To offer him something no one else can really offer him, that true companionship, that love, and the ability to be able to listen without judgment. I don't know how it is where you live, but here in California, being kind or being friendly is really important. Like when you walk into a store, as soon as you walk in, they ask you, how are you today? How are you doing? Welcome. You're greeted with kindness, and that just makes the experience more pleasant. And it's something that stores actually care a lot about when it comes to customer service. And typically when you go to check out, they'll ask, what was your experience like? Did someone help you? They want to know through surveys and feedback, what was your experience with this company? If I asked your husband, what is his experience with you like? What would he say? Would he give you a 10 out of 10? Would he give you a 2? What would his experience be like if he had to express it to someone else? Would it be mostly positive? Would he say he wished he would have never married you? What is his experience with you on a day-to-day basis? This is something I want you to think about and consider. I don't want you to beat yourself up or just be so regretful or ashamed of your behavior, but I want you to consider the fact that he is experiencing you. You do make the marriage what it is with your personality, with your behavior, with your attitude. What is his experience like with you? Kindness is something that we have to cultivate at a moment-to-moment basis. For example, if you're making your food and, you know, you make it all beautiful and then you make another one for him and his, like, falls all out of place or there's not enough vegetables for the two of you or whatever it is, like, there's just some imbalance between the two dishes, what do you do? Do you take the nicer one? Or will you say, you know what, I kind of screwed this one up. I'm going to give my husband the good part, the part that's not burnt. Right? Those small little things. If you have a beautiful pastry and you're enjoying it and it's so delicious, do you just gobble it all up? Or do you think, you know, my husband might like this. Let me just save a piece for him. Or if you're out in the store and you're getting yourself a cup of coffee, do you think, let me get a cup of coffee for my husband? Or is it only about you? Do you take time to pause and say, what about my husband? That is kindness. It's you being generous and loving and friendly and going outside of yourself to say, how can I bless him today? And when you do that and he appreciates it, it feels so good. Like when I make my food and I make his all perfect and he comes down and he sees it and he goes, wow, that makes me feel really good. Like you do get blessed through this kindness. When he notices that there's something that has put time into and effort and work and consideration and he says thank you, or you notice him enjoying it or just making his life a little easier on him, it feels really good. And even if he doesn't, there is always an audience of one, and that is God. He's always watching you. He's always saying, oh, I see what you did there. Okay. He sees even if no one else does. Because he's looking at your heart, what's on the inside of what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing when you're able to show kindness by giving your husband what he wants, not what you think he wants or what you think he should want or what you would want, but what you know he actually wants. Maybe your husband doesn't care so much about having grand dinners, but he cares a lot about having the living room clean. So you taking the time to clean the living room and order fast food, that's fine for him. then do that. But don't get upset and say, but I cooked you this grand meal and all you can talk about is how the living room is a mess. Well, he cares about the living room a lot. And when you study your husband and you know what he cares about, then you can show kindness by doing things for him in that area, in the area that he appreciates, and not being upset when he doesn't see the beauty and the value in the things that you see beauty and value in. You're both very different, but it shows that you consider him and you care about what he cares about, and that means a lot to him. You can also show kindness to your husband by loving yourself when he doesn't love himself. There are times where men go through things in life where they need you. They need you as his wife to be their affectionate person, to hug them, to hold them, to listen to them without judgment, to just be there. To show him love when he's being hard on himself. Maybe he made a mistake at work. Maybe he got fired. Maybe he got reprimanded for something. Maybe he made a big financial decision that was a disaster. You showing him love and encouraging him and saying, you know what, babe? It's okay. We all do stuff like that. You'll bounce back. Speaking life into him. Loving him so much when he is destroying himself and praying for him. Loving him when he doesn't love himself is a beautiful way to show your husband kindness. Ladies, do you know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors? Well, according to the EPA, indoor air could actually be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. And in some cases, it can be 100 times more polluted. According to the 2020 census report, nearly half the population, which is about 165 million people, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. And new data from the World Health Organization shows that 9 out of 10 people breathe air that exceeds WHO pollution limits, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year. We take about 20,000 breaths per day. That's almost 3,000 gallons of possibly polluted air. So what's the solution? Well, it can be Air Doctor. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so that your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. The classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630-plus square foot room 4 times per hour. An Air Doctor features whisper jet fans that are about 30% quieter than the fans found in ordinary air purifiers. You can check out Air Doctor today because it comes with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. So head over to airdoctorpro.com and use a promo code DAF. And depending on the model, you can receive up to $300 off. You're saving up to $300. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DAF. Thank you so much, Air Doctor, for sponsoring today's show for all of these beautiful ladies. Another way that you can show kindness to your husband is not being judgmental towards him. So giving him the benefit of the doubt. A lot of men get really frustrated when their wives believe things that are not true or assume the worst of them. But when you are able to not be judgmental, if he tells you some secret from the past, or if he tells you a way that he messed up, or something that he did that he knows was wrong, or if he just tells you something or does something, and instead of seeing the worst, you actually see the best in him, that is a way that you can show him kindness. You don't have to be like the rest of the world. You can see him for the way that God sees him, not the way the world sees him. And when something does happen, just not assuming the worst, giving him the benefit of the doubt, not assuming things and jumping to conclusions, but taking the time to say, well, I'm sure that's not what it really was. I'm sure he didn't really mean that. Thinking of him in the most positive way will allow him to see himself in a better light and show true love and kindness. Another way that you can show kindness to your husband is by giving him more sex. Men love sex, and it's a beautiful way for them to be able to connect with you, express things within themselves that they cannot tell you, and just bring you pleasure and happiness. So if you want to be more kind to your husband, you'll give him more sex. You will be more open to it. You will not, you know, push out his advances, but welcome them. And do things that you know he really enjoys in those intimate moments. That is a beautiful way for you to show kindness to your husband. Being whoever he needs in that moment. Many men are really closed off emotionally and have a very difficult time accessing their feelings and knowing what they need in any given moment. You can show kindness to your husband by being a friend when he needs a friend, being a sibling when he needs a sibling, being a mother when he needs a mother, being a wife when he needs a wife, but knowing in each moment what he needs. Maybe he does not need you to scold him. Maybe he does not need your advice. Maybe he does not need you to just let whatever it is slide. Whatever he needs in that moment, being open to being that person and allowing him to express himself and be free with you. Allowing him to be able to pull from you what it is he needs in that moment. And the only way to really know that is by talking to God and asking the Lord, okay, what should I say? How should I be in this moment? Because you're not literally saying, okay, I'm going to be his mama right now. Don't you ever do... No. It's not like that. It's just the qualities, maybe the nurturing aspect or the ability to be able to just sit back. Whatever it is that he needs, God will show you how to do it. But being open to being malleable and pliable and flowing with him and not saying, okay, I'm his wife, and so I have to say this. Do whatever he needs you to do in that moment. Another way that you can show kindness to your husband is by being honest with him in love. There is nothing kind about lying to your husband about certain things. Things that maybe he's coming up short in that are affecting him in other areas of his life that he may be blind to. Being able to help him see things for what they are, if someone is taking advantage of him or something is going on that he's not seeing, and just being honest with him about how you feel about certain things. Maybe he wronged you in some way, or maybe there's something that's happened that's bothering you. It is kind to be able to be honest with people. That shows that you love them. That shows that you care about your relationship, you care about them, and you care about yourself. And it leads to a more harmonious and loving marriage. So show him kindness by being honest with him in love. You can also just be really careful about nagging over meaningless things. Okay, if you have a serious problem with this, then you might have to get help, because sometimes there are conditions or mental issues that we have that are causing us to care about things a little bit too much. And when I say meaningless things, it doesn't mean that the issue is actually meaningless. It does mean something to you, but it means more than the harmony of your relationship. And that's why it's a problem. If your husband's always leaving his clothes all over the place and that's frustrating, instead of telling him every day to pick up his clothes, you can pick them up for him. And you can communicate with him every so often. And when you're not upset about his clothes, you can find ways to try to make that process a little easier. If you notice that he's dropping off his socks and his shoes and his tie near the couch because that's where he relaxes after work, then maybe putting a little bin next to the couch and letting him throw his stuff in there. So that way it's neat and organized and he's able to do it in a way that's comfortable for him. Or maybe he'll leave it on the couch and you can throw it in the bin for him. And that way, you know, you have a system so it's not as irritating. But you can find different ways to just make life a little bit easier and smoother and remove that need to nag him. He will appreciate it if he notices that you've gone from a woman who is always finding fault and nagging and stressing him over things that are very, very minor. In the scheme of life, when we talk about the big things that matter, it will feel really good to him and it'll show him that you care when you do things that he knows he should be doing, but you handled it for him. Those things are very kind. Folding his clothes for him, doing a load of laundry for him, changing out his towels, buying some new towels for him that match the bathroom and are soft and cozy. You know, those things that just let him know that you notice and you care and you want life to be comfortable and wonderful for him. Another way to show kindness is also just forgiving quickly. Not allowing things to drag on or making him feel like he needs to make up for every single thing every time he's wrong. This is a way that you can show kindness. Forgiving is a beautiful thing that really, truly helps you, but it's a spiritual thing. It's something that changes something in the spirit realm that affects you so much and you don't realize it. So not taking a whole week, not taking the whole day to forgive him for something. It doesn't have to take that long. You don't have to spend days mulling over something that he did just because whatever he did was a serious offense. It's your choice. You get to decide how long you want to spend sulking before you forgive him. I used to think when I was younger, truly, that I had to be mad for a certain amount of time, depending on what the issue was, because it warranted me being mad for a certain amount of time. But you don't. You can actually choose to forgive very quickly and without him having to ask for forgiveness. That's your gift to yourself and your gift to the marriage, is forgiving quickly and moving on. It's also a beautiful and kind thing to do is to pray for your husband in areas that you know he's struggling in. If you know that he struggles to do public speaking and he has to maybe be a salesperson and go door to door, and you know that he has a lisp or he has a stutter or he's just really nervous or he cares a lot about what people think about him, then you pray for him in this area. If you know he's struggling with an addiction, pray for him in that area. If you know he's struggling in order to make friends at work and he's always by himself eating lunch and he wants to be part of the team and part of the clique, pray for him. Maybe the prayer will get answered. Well, he'll have a different job somewhere else with people who can accept him and love him. And that's fine too. You know, pray for God's will to be done. But when he's struggling in any area, whatever it is, making sure that you take time to pray for him. And I know that I talk a lot about just being grateful and showing gratitude in your marriage, but really being thankful is something that really should be habitual. Like, you should make it an automatic habit to be thankful and grateful to your husband. When you do this, it will be like driving a car. It just, as soon as you sit in the car and you start it up, you just go. Like, it's not something you have to think about and mull over. Thanking your husband should be a habit. He should know without a doubt, if someone asked him, that his wife is grateful for him. And you thank him by literally just saying, thank you. He takes you out, thank you. You can plan a date for him, right? Where you're catering to him and you're doing all the works and you're giving him a 5-star treatment. That's fine. Like, that's sweet. That's a great way to show kindness, but you don't have to. But when he does something for you, when he takes you out on a date, even if it's just to go get some pizza, even if he's just buying you a lemonade, saying thank you. Thank you, babe. I appreciate that. And lastly, I want to just say, in terms of you being kind to your husband, this is countercultural. This is not information that the world is giving, because the world doesn't care about you and your personal marriage. People just want to say things to make you feel good. And I'm not here to make you feel good. I want you to have a beautiful marriage, and that marriage will make you feel good. It's countercultural to be kind, no matter what. But that's what I am asking you to consider doing, is being kind to your husband no matter what. Whether or not you're fighting, still being kind. Okay, maybe he pissed you off this morning and now it's time for you to make breakfast and you don't make any breakfast for him. You tell him, oh, sorry, babe, ran out of coffee. You're going to have to pick some up on your way to work, when you know good and well that you could have given him half of your coffee and made it stretch. Or you could have whipped something up. Maybe there wasn't something convenient for you to make, but you could have whipped something up, but you chose not to because he got on your last nerve. And that's so understandable. It's so understandable, but it's not the right thing to do, my love. It's not the right thing to do. You want to do the right thing. And that is to be kind no matter what. And remember, it doesn't have to be reciprocal. He does not have to be kind to you back for you to be kind. That is the world we live in, where we expect it to be 50-50. If I do this, you must do that. And if I'm doing something, you're doing nothing, then this ain't working. There's no balance. There's no harmony. That's true. I mean, yeah, of course. You would love to marry a man who you are truly equally yoked to in every way, and he balances you out perfectly, and you pour into each other in the same way. Of course, that is ideal. But once you're in the marriage, you can find ways to completely renovate it and have a brand new one. And one of those ways is by you behaving differently, you choosing to believe that there can be a change in your home and in your marriage, and you can be the catalyst to that change with your behavior and your dependence on the strength from God. And don't think that this does not come with benefits, girl. This comes with benefits. When you're kind to your husband, it comes with benefits. You have to remember that God is kind to you. God shows you kindness every day because we all sin and God hates sin. And when you're mistreating your husband, you're also mistreating God's child. I don't think he likes that too much either. But God is still kind towards you. He's still with you. He still has open arms towards you. He still loves you and shows you his love. And God uses kindness to draw people to him. When you think about when you were saved, when you actually gave your life back to Jesus, that moment that it actually really happened, God did that through kindness. It normally happened in a way where God was showing you kindness, where you felt the love of God, the peace of God, where God maybe did something for you that you know you did not deserve, got you out of a circumstance that was horrible. Whatever it is, God did it through love and kindness. That kindness is what changes a person's heart. When you're kind to people, it softens their heart. When you give a response that is sweet and loving, despite the fact that they were rude towards you, it softens their heart. In the book of Proverbs, it says, "A soft word turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Proverbs 15:1. And this just goes to speak to say that when you are soft in your words, you can actually turn away anger. You can actually change that situation. If your husband is a mean old man, if he is a grumpy little guy, if he is someone who makes it hard to love, your softness, your kindness can turn away his wrath. So being kind in your language matters. Talking to him in a way that is kind, regardless of how he's being, it matters. And it works. And God does these beautiful little things all the time because, again, he's watching everything and he's able to even use your kindness and have your husband bless you in ways where he may not even know he's blessing you. It's happened to me so many times where I have been craving something so bad. Like, I really wanted to eat a certain thing. And my husband just so happens to bring that very thing home for dinner. And I'm like, Lord, thank you. Like, there's no way he could have known this. No way. But God put it on his heart to bring it home for me for dinner. And the Lord will always do this. If your husband is not naturally inclined to just being kind towards you, and you're kind towards him, and you uplift him in prayer, and you do what you know is right, God will find ways. He will put it on your husband's heart. He will change your husband's heart. He will soften your husband's heart. And what's beautiful about it is that your heart will soften for your husband as you show him more kindness. Remember the vows that you took when you got married, my love. You said, for better or for worse. Those are vows that you took. You said that you would love this man for better or for worse. And love is an action. Love means that you're doing something, you're showing him something, whether he is wonderful or whether he is horrible. These are vows you took, and your words should hold weight. Your marriage is not a transactional relationship. It is a covenant. It is a legal, binding contract of love. And I hope and pray that you're able to pull from this information and find it in yourself, a new wave to show kindness to your husband, to act in ways where he thanks the Lord for sending him such a wonderful woman, for you to be your husband's crown, a wife of noble character. I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that this information blessed you. God in you is so much greater than anything that the enemy could ever do to your marriage or to you. And we have to put our hope and our trust in the Lord. And your prayers move mountains. I love you so much, and I hope that you follow me on my social media platforms at Dr. Michelle Daff on Instagram and at the Dr. Daff Show. Until next time, my loves, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.